Bob Amami is in front of his Kaka'ako shop showing me the condition of the road under our feet.
You see the kind of potholes here. Some of them are so deep and so large that when the cars pass through, you can definitely know something happened to your car.
Bob should know. He's in the automobile business. He owns the car store on Kauaiha'o Street.
You see these roads, they don't even have a sidewalk. And the traffic is getting worse, and people are walking, and it's really a dangerous situation.
It's one of several roads in Kaka'ako that are in limbo due to a standoff with a private property owner who claims ownership of these streets. Bob says at the heart of all of this is one basic question.
Who is responsible for this road? That's the main question.
The answer is not as simple as you'd think, and it begins more than a century ago.
The original developer was a guy named Charles Desky, and he developed the area in the late 1800s.
That's Michael Carroll, an attorney representing several small business owners who are seeking clarity on who owns these roads, which includes parts of Cook, Waimanu, and Queen Street. Carroll says in 1903, the original owner, Charles Desky, dedicated these roads to Hawaii's territorial legislature.
And he expressly granted to the territory at the time this use of those streets. However, no one has been able to locate a deed from the 1900s.
As a result, these roads were left in limbo, but were used by the public for more than a century. That is, until two brothers, Calvert and Cedric Chun, claimed they purchased the land from Desky's last surviving heir in 1985.
And what they did is they offered her $5,000 to sign off on a quitclaim deed for any property that she may own. And she agreed to do so. And then the Chun brothers stayed quiet with respect to these properties for about 20 years, and then started putting up signs and claiming ownership.
Under the name Kaka'ako Land Company, the Chun brothers began charging local business owners and residents to rent out stalls on the street. For some, that meant the parking fronting their own business.
Over the past couple of years, the situation has gotten worse.
House Majority Leader Scott Saiki represents Kaka'ako and says the issue of private roads in his district is a problem that needs to be resolved.
You know, because of the increased population in Kaka'ako, this has become an important issue because basically public safety is at stake.
Saiki hopes legislation he's introduced this session will help, including two bills that recently passed the House. The Honolulu City Council is also wrestling with what to do. Councilmember Carol Fukunaga formed a working group to examine the road ownership last fall, but has yet to release a final report. And with a lawsuit still pending, it's unclear who will take responsibility for the maintenance, upkeep, and ultimately safety of these roads. That's frustrating for small business owners in the area, like Bob Amami.
We need them to make a move. And if they don't, we're going to just keep coming out and showing our frustration till somebody starts doing something.
Molly Solomon for HPR News.